Now, Margaret, this week you're going to be telling us about the Essex man who was so good they named him twice. Come on, tell
us
more.
Yeah, I've stretched credibility a bit here, but
surely not.
Oh, me never. Well, the man I'm talking about is Sir John Whitwell. Now, not a name that trips off the tongue, and again, not a particularly well-known Essex man, but in 1762, Sir John Griffin Whitwell, to give him his full name, inherited none other than Audley End.
Mm-hmm.
He inherited from an aunt, the Countess of Portsmouth, who was the eldest sister of his mother. She had no children, so she was looking for somebody to will the property to. And when she died in 1762, John Griffin Whitwell came into his inheritance. Now, there was a condition with Auntie's will, and the condition was that he also adopt her maiden name in addition to the names he already had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was the eldest sister of his mother, and their maiden name was Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
So he became Sir John Griffin Griffin Whitwell.
Oh, crikey, that's a bit of a mouthful.
Well, it was, but if you're given the choice between inheriting Audley End or not inheriting Audley End, I don't think many of us would mind making our name appear a bit silly, would
we? I'd agree, absolutely.
He was quite an incredible man, actually, all joking aside. The fact that his name was Griffin Griffin Whitwell. He tended to drop the Whitwell, and perhaps wisely, and be now just known as Griffin Griffin. But he's an interesting character. He's a military man who'd achieved quite a lot, had a long and distinguished career, and did a lot of renovation at Audley End. Sadly, most of the changes that he made in the 1770s, 1780s were subsequently swept away by later alterations.
I was going to ask you. You said that he was so good that they named him twice. Was he particularly good?
He was. In all seriousness, he did have a reputation of being a very good landowner. He was a good master to his staff.
Mm-hmm.
He was extremely good to his tenants, which many landowners weren't in the 18th and 19th century. He's said to have been a very benevolent landlord and a very upright, sober and honest man.
Fine. Thank you very much indeed for that. And what are you going to talk to us about next week?
Next week, I'm going to be talking about a witch burial at Finchingfield.
Oh, crikey. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.